Good morning. Our topic this week, based on Parshas Vayishlach, is various questions relating to tombstones and a Beis HaKvaros cemeteries. What's the connection to the Parsha? In fact, it's fairly direct. The Pasuk says that Rachel Imenu passed away and Yaakov buried her Vatikaver Bederech Ephrat, on the way to Ephrat, which is Beit Lechem. And Vayatzev Yaakov Matseva, that Yaakov put a tombstone on the kever where Rachel was buried. And that is, in fact, that's kever Rachel ad hayom, up until today. So Rashi explains very interestingly on Parshas Vayechi, where Yaakov Avinu was giving brachas to his children, when talking to Yosef, he explains as follows, that why was Rachel, Yosef's mother, buried not in Maras HaMachpelah, but rather in a separate area, which was on the way to Ephrat. So explains Yaakov Avinu to Yosef, don't be upset at me that now I'm requesting that you bury me in Maras HaMachpelah, in contrast to your mother who I buried in Kever Rachel, Velachein Amar. So here Rashi explains, Shayazeh al pi hadibur shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this was based on the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Igros Moshe, in discussing this, goes a step further, and he says that not only was the location of the kever where Rachel Imenu was buried based on the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in addition, Vandai Masha Hitziv HaMatzeva, in addition, the fact that Yaakov Abinu put the tombstone on the kever was also Alpi Divor, was also based on the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Yaakov Avinu would not do anything that he was not instructed to do. So that's by way of background, the connection to the Parsha. And we see that the tombstone is called a Matseva in our Pasuk. However, truth be told, there are other names used as well. So in the Torah, the word is Matseva. In the Nevi'im, the word used for a tombstone is Tzion. For example, in Yechezkel, it says, V're'e etzem adam u'b'na etzlo Tzion, that there is a Tzion that is built. That is another name for the tombstone. And there's a third name that is used in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, which is Nefesh. That is in the Mishnah, in Shkalim, for example, Boni Nefesh al Kivro, that we build a Nefesh on the kever of someone who has been buried. So in fact, as we said, we have three different names, and in fact, they imply three different reasons why we put a Matseva, why we put a tombstone on a kever. So number one is HaMatseva, that's the Pasuk that we have in this week's Parsha. That is Matseva's Hityatzvut HaKever. That is the sticking out of the kever, that it sticks out so people can see where the kever is in order to come and visit and to daven for either an Ilui Neshama of the person that was buried there, or to daven for those who have needs in this world by the kever. So that is why it's called Matseva. Matseva meaning we can distinguish where it is, so we can find it and daven by the kever. Next, we said the name is Tzion. What is a Tzion? Mitzayen and Mekom HaKever, in order so we can see the kever as well. Not necessarily so we can find who it is. We wouldn't have to have the name on it, but in order for us to see where the kever is, so we know where the tuma from the kever is, especially important for Kohanim to avoid that area. So the next reason, the second one is Tzion, which means let's mark off where the kever it is so we know where the tuma is. And last is Nefesh. And the Nefesh represent the Nefesh that is over the kever, that is over the place where the body is buried. And that represents, which we won't go into, the goof, it was placed there, and then the Shama separated from there, and the Nefesh resides over that kever. In fact, the obligation to have a Matseva, or we're going to call it a Tzion, or a Nefesh, whatever it is, which to have that stone there, is discussed in the Gemara Moed Katan, Hey Amud Aleph, and it's referenced in a Pasuk in Yechezkel. So it says, Remesh Letzion Kforos Ma'atorah Minayin. Where do we know that there's a remesh from the Torah? And there's a discussion, is it based on Yechezkel? Is it based on Yechezkel Pasuk? Did it happen before Yechezkel? And in fact, the Gemara concludes, Gemara Gamirla, that it's in fact from Sinai, this concept, that it's a halacha lamosha misinai. And Yechezkel simply wrote it in the Pasuk. It's an asmachta in the Pasuk, but it's a halacha lamosha misinai. And Tosfos explains that there are many things that we have that are usher from the Torah that aren't written explicitly in the Torah. They're simply a halacha to Moshe Mitzrayim, and at later times they're reflected in Psukim, for example, in Yechezkel. And the same thing when it comes to a matseva on a kever, that is a halacha to Moshe Mitzrayim. Now, it happens to be that that is one Gemara, the Gemara Moed Katan. However, there is another Gemara Nida that says explicitly that having a matseva is derabanan, not a halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. And Tosfos asks about this tira, and he answers as follows: it's not derais. It implies from our Gemara, the first Gemara Moed Katan, that's derais. It implies in the second one that it's derabanan. So which is it? So he says it's a halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. So how does that answer? So Rashi says something similar, and he says gemira Mitzrayim. It was learned from Sinai, so it's like it's a deraisa. Vidino mi derabanan, but effectively it's a derabanan. So we see it's partway between a deraisa and a derabanan. It's a halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, and it was received at Sinai, but it has a din of a derabanan. In any case, we see that this is not simply a good thing to do, to put a matseva up on where somebody is buried, but in fact it is a halachic imperative, be it deraisa, halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, a derabanan. We see here that apparently that is required. And Amir Tzashem, in the balance of the week, we will have different related questions as it relates to a kever, a matseva, and a beis hakfaros. Have a wonderful day.